Voters in Ireland are at the polls today, deciding whether that country will become the first nation ever to legalize same-sex marriage by popular vote.
A big deal for a country with a population that is 84% Catholic and has a long history of social conservatism. The polls close tonight. Results expected tomorrow. Let's bring in Martina Fitzgerald, political correspondent for the Irish broadcaster RTE News. She's with us from Dublin. Martina, welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, what's the turnout been like so far today?
Well, all the indications are so far that it's going to be higher than our last referendum. Now, the last referendum or national vote we had, it was to get rid of our second chamber, our second parliament, which was the Seanad, or Senate, as you would call it. And turnout at that point was 39% at the end of the day, which was quite low. But this time around, all the indications are that it's going to be much higher than that. And we have scenes in the airports of people coming back, especially to vote, people coming back from America, from Canada, and also at the ferries today, people were interviewed coming back from England. So all indications are that more young people in particular are coming out to vote on this occasion.
And does that lead you to believe that this is going to pass?
Well, what we can say is that three academics here have done a study of all these national votes that we've had over the years. And where the turnout is lower, there is an increased likelihood of a no vote. So by implication, a higher turnout, it would favour the yes side.
And if that happens, it would be quite a change from just 20 years ago when homosexuality was decriminalized in Ireland. That happened in 1993. I guess it was 22 years ago. But what a change in public opinion that would be.
That's right. And civil partnership was introduced here in 2010. Also, you have to remember that divorce was narrowly accepted here just in 1995 by 9,000 votes. So it would be, if it turns out to be the case, if it's passed, it would be a major landmark decision.
Why do these things all have to be decided by referendum in Ireland?
Well, I suppose it's built into our constitution and they can't change that unless it's by vote of the people. And I suppose that's what this is all about and why this campaign has been so emotive, that this has to be done by the people and that they have constitutional protections for marriage at the moment as opposed to just legal protections. And so that's why we have had a very long and a very emotive campaign on this issue. And obviously it's nearing its end. We should know about local time here at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock tea time tomorrow afternoon.
How much of a role has the Catholic Church played in all of this?
Numerous bishops have come out and have expressed concern about the referendum and obviously what has been posed to the people, and they've been coming out quite a lot and quite regularly. And they're, I suppose, on the no side, people who are opposed to this are concerned about the redefinition of marriage, and some others are concerned about what impact it will have on the definition of family and family rights. So that has been a big feature of this campaign. But it has to be said, no one has ownership of the issue of family or children in this campaign, because on the yes side, you're just as likely to have a parent of a gay person come out and talk as you have a parent who's opposed to it. Like we had our former president, Mary McAleese, whose son is gay, articulate why she believes this should be passed, which is quite unusual.
Well, and you also had the Prime Minister, Enda Kenny, has urged a yes vote. Are people paying attention to the high-profile names that are coming out in support, or is this more of a personal decision for people in Ireland?
Well, a lot of high-profile people have come out, not just to vote yes, but have come out as gay during this campaign. Hmm. Leo Varadkar, our Minister for Health, came out as gay. We had a political correspondent from another station come out as gay. We had a former junior minister, Pat Gehry, come out as gay. It's been a big feature of these personal contributions. All the main political parties are now in favour of this. But, and we should, there is a but, back in the children's referendum on children's rights a few years ago, all the main political parties were in favour of it, but still 40% voted no. And traditionally, in these national votes, you get almost 30% voting no.
That's Martina Fitzgerald, a political correspondent for the Irish broadcaster RTE News, speaking to us as the people of Ireland go to the polls today to vote on the issue of same-sex marriage. Martina, thank you.
And thank you.